Welcome back to His Time. It is Monday, February 23rd. It is time to check in with Pastor Joshua Shearer, Brothers of John the Steadfast. Good morning, Pastor Shearer.
Good morning, Andy.
How are you this morning, sir? Have you traveled safely and made it back after the conference?
I did. I've put 2,000 miles behind me the last few days. So, yeah, I made it back home, and I'm just kind of going to try to get things around here settled today. So, you know how that goes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an email inbox of about 600 messages, probably.
Yeah, there's a few emails that need to be addressed. There's a few other things that, of course, need to be addressed, too. So that's all right. It's good. So it was worth it. And we had an excellent conference. And probably just talk a lot about that. We first of all, you know, for your listeners, if you go to steadfastlisteners.org, you'll find a new website. It's the first time we've revamped the original website at all, and so it's different graphics now, some different design things, allows us to do a few more technical things as well by updating it to something different, so hopefully they enjoy it. There's a few tweaks we're still working on to bring back some of the old features into the new one, but beyond that, yeah, so new site there. We also we launched a sister site. And this one might be of concern for you for your faith and family program, and that is we launched a site called the Sisters of Katie Luther. And this is a group of women who are going to be writing articles about being Lutheran women and all the things entailed in that, all the different parts of life that our theology speaks. Of course, it speaks to every area of our life. And in particular, now we're going to have good articles coming out on just the things of women and womanhood, and so they've had a good launch so far, a very good launch. Lots of folks going to see their site already, so that you can get to that through steadfastlutherans.org, or you can go to katieluthersisters.org. So a lot of good things going on there, but the main thing I wanted to talk about today was just kind of revamp some of the conference to you. We did some wonderful on-air broadcasting over the weekend with Pastor Rod Swanitzer, who came up there from KFUO, and had a booth set up with him and Charlie Hendrickson. Both were kind of manning that booth at different times, the different programs from there. We also did a Reformation Rush Hour last Friday, and Pastor Craig D'Onofrio kind of led us through and let us talk about what was going on. So it was very good that way. So thank you to KFUO for showing up and putting us on the air and all these good things that were going on. So, and the conference went really well. We had, of course, the theme that we've been talking about for weeks is when heterodoxy hits home. You know, essentially, how does the church deal with error? How does it handle error? And we had five different speakers on the topic, and it was exactly what I hoped for, and that was, the speakers all had a little different point of view. And so this is good because this is some of the first times we've actually publicly talked about these kind of things. And so you could get a wonderful diversity of thoughts about how to deal with it. None of them were outright wrong, of course. But of course, the trick will be is how you discern when to use which approach. And I think that's the key to all of it is just having the discernment to know when do you handle it gently, when do you deal with it quickly, when do you deal with it sharply. The key, though, of course, we talked about throughout the conference was the goal of Lutheran discipline or whatever, checking of error. The goal is never excommunication. The goal is always repentance. And that's, of course, the key to understanding all of it, is that why do we talk about doctrine? Why do we debate it? Why do we sometimes get fiery and zealous about it? And the goal there is, of course, repentance. That the false doctrine is going to be there, certainly. We live in a fallen world, and there will not be a perfect age of everyone holding the right doctrine all the time, but in the same respect, you know, how we correct one another and why do we correct one another? And the why is because guess what? God's name is glorified when we hallow it, and that's hallowed amongst us, as we learn in the Catechism. And then we lead godly lives according to God's word, in teaching and in life. And so it's good to keep these things in mind. And why we do it is, of course, we love one another. We want to see all of us used by God to glorify his name. And so these are good things to keep in mind. And yeah, there will be, we will have all the videos of the confirmation stuff up in the near future on the site. And so those listeners that you had that couldn't make it can certainly, for free, go on our site, and there'll be a YouTube link for all the videos and maybe a little introduction written by either the speaker themselves or I'll write one for them. And it'll be good. We had speakers that talked about, Pastor Wolfmuller talked about using Luther as a launch. He talked about kicking the dog and consoling the child, and of course he uses there the idea that, you know, in a dog bite situation, if a dog bites a little child, you know, you do your best to scare off the dog, and then you do everything you can to console the child. And the relation there is, of course, making the distinction between the false teacher and those who are falsely taught. That we have a different way of responding to people who have been taught wrong things versus the one who boldly speaks and teaches the wrong things. So that was a good presentation. We had another presentation right after him by Pastor Clint Poppy, in which he talked about the Christian duty to confess and be like a barking dog, so to speak, not to confuse metaphors, as it did. But just the idea that the Christian is obligated to confess the faith wherever he's found, whatever vocation he's found in. And that was a good reminder. And we also had a great presentation from Pastor Larry Bean, who gave us a good primer on doctrine and practice. Of course, something that we always like to divide, but in reality, you can't. That doctrine and practice are one. What we believe will dictate what we do. Great little point he put out is, you know, people will talk sometimes about the Book of Concord, that is the statements of belief that we have as Lutherans, and they'll talk about, oh, well, that's a descriptive part, meaning it describes about Lutherans. And, oh, that part's prescriptive, meaning it describes what we must do as Lutherans. And his great point was that there's nothing prescriptive in the Book of Concord, but everything is descriptive, that this is what Lutherans are. This is our beliefs, and this is what they look like. And it doesn't command anyone to do things, because, of course, having the confession of faith, saying, yes, these Lutheran confessions are mine, that's a voluntary thing. That's something that comes from conviction that's wrought by the Holy Spirit, and we don't force that upon anyone. So I thought that was a very good point to bring out about how our confession is not a command that we must do things. It's our confession is, yes, I believe this, and so I do this instead. So, but that was really good. We had a great presentation by Hans Feeney, who actually touched upon the subject of really when you discern, when you're dealing with a false teacher versus falsely taught, when it is appropriate to grab a little meaner stance. You know, as you read the Gospels, you'll find there's times when Jesus is gentle, and you'll find there's times when Jesus is rather harsh. And so what's the difference there? Where do we find those? And so that's a great presentation, too. And then Pastor Todd Wilkin wrapped up our presentation, and he gave a great presentation on the things that he thought are important when you're dealing with heterodoxy, and that is, of course, he gave three P's, one of which was perspective, that we have to have the right perspective on the church and history and situation at present. And then the second thing he talked about was patience. And then the third thing he talked about was perseverance, that this is a long race. It's not meant to be, you know, sprint by sprint, but this is a perseverance thing. We suffer and we endure. And so some really good speakers, some really good topics, and I think that once you get those videos out there, more folks will get a chance to look at it and see that there are some really good things said, and I think it, in general, will help the church greatly. So, yeah.
Well, good. Glad that it was helpful, and there were a lot of good things said there.
Yes, there were. It was very good, and like I said, just encouraging to see so many folks concerned about it, but also not just concerned, but wanting to learn how you deal with it. And that's a great benefit to all of us. So.
Very good. Very good. Well, anything else to point us to on the new website as we wrap up our conversations today, Pastor?
Well, just take note of it. I'm sure there'll be new things popping up on it every once in a while. Not only stories, but we'll probably try to build some new features in here and there. So.
Very good.
So, you bet.
All right. Well, God's blessings. We'll talk again next week.
Have a blessed day, Andy.
Thank you. You as well. Coming up in just a little bit, we've got a regular Monday conversation with Dr. Bob Weiss at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. Hope you can join us for that conversation and more, all here on His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.